Shalom Rabosai. Today's daf is Shabbos daf Ayin Beis. We have two totally separate topics today on today's daf. We're still carrying on with this whole shogeg business, and then we're going to switch to Misasik. But before we dive in, we need a bit of introduction. We're on Ayin Aleph from a Beis at the bottom, at the two dots. But before we do that, we have to just explain a little bit about different types of korbanos. We've been talking about a korban chatas that a person brings if he does an avera b'shogeg. There's another korban called the korban asham, which a person will bring for one of three averos. The one that's important for us, which we'll get to in a minute, is an iser called the shifcha charufa, that if you have a shifcha knanis, a non-Jewish shifcha, so the halacha is that you're allowed to quote-unquote marry her. It's not real marriage, but you're allowed to quote-unquote marry her to an Eved Ivri, which is a Jewish slave, and any children that they should have are slaves, are considered an Eved Kanani for the master. Now, if someone is Mizana with the Shifcha Charufa, so that's not a normal case of Znos, that's not a normal case of adultery, and the Korban that you bring, whether it was on purpose or B'Shogeg, special halacha, you bring a korban asham. Okay, there are other halachos that you bring a korban asham from. If you do me'ilah, if you benefit from hekdesh, if there's a shvua, that if you swear that you didn't steal and you actually did steal, okay, so you bring an asham. But basically, that's called an asham vadai, a definite asham, if you know you did that avera. And there's also something called an asham talui. An asham talui is not necessarily related to an asham vadai. An asham talui is like this. Let's say, right, we said that you bring a korban chatos if you do an avera b'shogeg. Let's say you're not sure. You think you may have done an avera b'shogeg. You don't know. Rashi, this long Rashi on the bottom here, asham vadai, lo boy yedia. So it's definitely worth going through. But he gives the case. So simply you had two pieces of meat in front of you. One was chulin, one was regular meat. And one was kodesh, and kachim. Well, I guess that's the case of violating an asham. You would have to bring an asham. But you're not sure whether you did an avera b'shogeg. So if you're not sure if you did an avera b'shogeg, you can't bring a korban. You don't bring a korban chatas because you need to have a yediyah. We need to know that you did the avera b'shogeg. So you bring what's called an asham toluy. A toluy means it depends. Right? Meaning you're besafek as to whether you did an avera b'shogeg, and therefore you bring a korban asham toluy. If you find out later that you actually did do the avera, so then you will bring the korban chatos. Okay? Then the asham toluy you bring if you're not sure. If you find out that b'emes you really did do the avera, so then you will bring a korban chatas. Okay, now there are some ashams. Period. You bring an asham toli on a suffik, and you bring the korban chatas if you find out that you actually did it. Let's say you're not sure if you did an avera that would be mechayev you in a korban asham, right? Like the case that I mentioned in Rashi before, that's actually you mechayev because it's me'ila. But anyway, let's say you had two pieces of meat. One is kachim, one is regular meat. You're not sure which one you ate. So you're besafik as to whether you did an avera b'shogeg that would be mechayev you a korban asham, right? Me'ila, as we mentioned before, is one of the averas that you bring a korban asham. So now, you bring an asham talui, you bring a safik asham, because you're not sure whether you need to bring a korban asham. Okay, so you bring the asham talui, a dependent, not sure, safek asham, and then you find out that you did the avera. Do you need to bring the actual asham? Do you need to bring the actual asham? Because you brought an asham already. So that's a machlokes between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Tarfa. That's a Gemara in increases and daf chav beis. If Rashi writes, I'll read a little bit. I don't want to read the whole thing because again, you know, we should get moving. But Rashi really explains very well. He says, "Plug to the Rabbi Tarfon, Rabbi Kiva, he becreases. Rabbi Kiva mechayev al safek meilos asham talui, perish." In other words, what's going on over here? Says Rashi, "Hayu lefanav shtei chatichos. You have two pieces of meat, echad shel kodesh, echad shel chulin, regular and kachin. The achal achas mehem ve'inu yidei ezo achal. You ate one of them, you don't know." So maybe asham toluy, you bring an asham toluy. Okay, a little bit. V'yavi, and then you skip a little bit, and then it says V'yavi ima asham mi'ilos vaday ki yichid asham tali d'shar aveos b'safik kores ino mechaber kapar gemura. Yodeh lo vaday maybe chados. Okay, avzek shodeh lo yachzir V'yavi asham tali. Okay, right. So I mean, this Rabbi Kiva is of the opinion that you would bring the asham vaday after you found out that you were chayav the Asham. Rabbi Tarfon would say, as the language of the Gemara is, ma lozet mevi shte ashamos. Why should you bring two ashamos? You already brought one. So according to Rabbi Tarfon, you're good to go. You don't need to bring another Asham. So now, because again, because the idea, according to Rabbi Tarfon, the idea, the fact that you found out, the idea, the understanding, the knowledge, the recognition, that you actually violated the Avera is inconsequential because you already brought an Asham beforehand. So the idea, the understanding is not important. And that's where we dive back into our Gemara. Amar Ula. Ula says, Laman de Amar, Asham Vadai, Lo Bai Yediya Betchila. According to the guy who says, meaning Rabbi Tarfon, that you don't need a Yediya to be chayev and asham taloi, yeah, because you bring the korban the asham taloi. Sorry, to bring your asham vaday, you bring the asham taloi. You find out that you did an avera, and you don't need to bring another korban because you did it already. So you see that the idea is not important. Then, if baal chamesh beilos b'shivcha charufa, if you violated an iser, which would require you to bring an asham taloi. Right, i.e., sleeping with the shivcha charufa, like we said before at the outset. If you did it five times, enu chayev ala achas. You're only chayev one. Even, again, as Rashi says, even if you found out between each bi'ila, and then you subsequently forgot, so even though you had five different shogeg averas, you only bring one korban, because according to Rabbi Tarfon, your dios are not relevant. They're not important. Even if you found out it was usher, doesn't matter. That all joins together as one avera. Maskevel Rav Nuna. Rav Nuna asks question. Hold on 1 second. Elamayata baal v'chazar a baal. Let's say a person slept with her, then he went back and slept with her again. V'ifirish korban, and he separated a korban. V'amar, and he said to the kohen, unbelievable. This guy with a lot of chutzpah. Himtinuli acha evol. Right, wait until you bring that korban. I'm going to go sleep with her again. Unbelievable. So he says, if that's true that the idios are not relevant, so hachinamid eno chayev ala achas. Are you telling me, really, he's only chayav one korban? Right, he's going to be chayav one korban in that case, even after he separated and designated a korban to be brought? So I'm like, maisla dachar afrasha kamarta. Wait, don't bring me a kasha from after afrasha, after you already separated a korban for the first two averos. Maisla dachar afrasha lo kamina. I'm not talking about a case where you have another avera after the afrasha, meaning according to Ula, the afrasha is enough to split the averos into two different chiyuv korban ashams. Kiyas Rav Dimi, when Rav Dimi came to Bavel from Eretz Yisrael, Amar, he said, Laman Damar asham vaday boi yediya batchila. According to the Man Damar, who says that asham vaday does require a yediya, meaning a yediya will split the two, i.e. Rabbi Kiva, that if you find out about an iser that is mechayivu an asham talui, is mechayivu an asham vaday, even though you already brought an asham talui, you still need to bring another asham vaday. So therefore, baal chamesh beilos b'shivcha charufa, if you sleep with, again, same case with the shivcha charufa five times, chayav al kolachas v'yachas. You have to bring a korban for each one. Amalei Abaye, Abaye said to him, harei chatas, 1 second, the korban chatas, the be'inan yediyah v'tchila, that requires that the yediyah by a korban chatas, you don't bring a korban chatas unless you know that you did navera. So a korban chatas requires yediyah, requires understanding. U'pligi Rabbi Yochanan v'shem ben Lakish. And we just did yesterday that Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan have a machlokas as to whether different averos can be combined into one chiyav or two, right? We had that whole machlokas before afrasha, after afrasha, before is it Yedios or Mechalik, the whole song and dance we did yesterday. So here too, Reish Lakish should also be of the opinion that that what's it called? That it combines into one chiyav asham. So ishtik. So he was quiet. Rav Dimi was actually quiet. So Amalei, Abaye said back to him, he continued, Dilma b'maisa del achar afrasha kamarta? Maybe you're talking about a case which is after afrasha? Right, and therefore, the Rav Hamnuna, really, maybe you're talking about Rav Hamnuna's case where it was after Afrasha, and therefore even Reish Lakish would agree that you're chayav for all of them. So Gemara says, Amalein. So he said to him, yes, that's exactly what I meant. That's exactly what I was talking about. And therefore, Reish Lakish and Rav Yochanan will both agree that you're chayav five korban ashams in that scenario, according to Rabbi Kiva Shita, that a yediyah is chashuv and significant to split averos that will be mechayev yul korban asham. Ki asa Ravin, when Ravin came to Bava from Eretz Yisrael, Amar he said, "Akol moldim b'shivcha charufa, v'akol moldim b'shivcha charufa, u'machokas b'shivcha charufa." He said, very obscure. Everybody agrees by shivcha charufa. Everybody agrees by shivcha charufa, and there's a machokas by shivcha charufa. So what is that? So akol moldim b'shivcha charufa. Everybody agrees by shivcha charufa. De'ino chayev ela achas. That you're only chai of one korban asham, that's kedu'ula. That's in Ula's case. And again, when before the Afrasha. Or really, according to Rabbi Tarfon, who says that yedios are not chashuv, let's say better. Ula says that according to Rabbi Tarfon, that yedios are not chashev enough to split averos, so everybody will agree that according to Rabbi Tarfon, you only chayev one korban. V'akol modim b'shivcha charufa, and everybody agrees that by shivcha charufa dechayev akol achas v'achas, that you chayev, what cases that you chayev, are you chayev in every single, for each and every avera, kidrav amnuna, like the case where it was after the afrasha, meaning the afrasha certainly will split the averos to make you chayev separate korbanos. Umachlokas b'shivcha charufa. What's the machlokas b'shivcha charufa? The manda amar asham vaday by yediyah b'tchila. According to the one who says that a yediyah is chashuv enough to split different averos, i.e. Rabbi Akiva. So that's the machlokas Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. That's the machlokas we had yesterday in terms of how many korbanos you are going to have. Okay, a little bit complicated, but again, if you have if you've chazered yesterday and you're holding exactly what it is, you'll read that long Rashi at the beginning, and then it's a shem. The daf should read smoothly. Okay, Itmar. Now let's shift gears here a little bit. Misasik. The misasik is a concept that we've had before. Davarshen miskaven, lachashen tzuch legufa. Misasik is a case where you're doing one thing, you actually do something else along the way. So let's see exactly what the case is. But basically, this the reason this is here. Is because you may end up doing multiple averos, and the question is, what are you chai for? What are you potter for? Right, just like we've been talking about multiple averos, so it's this kind of fits right in. It's Mari Musa. Niskaven lehagvia esatolush. Let's say you had intention to pick up something that was attached to the ground. Right, Rashi says could go into nafel sakin. Right, barugas yerek. Let's say you. That was attached to the ground. Talush is not attached to the ground. Sorry. There's two things. Talush is not attached, and mechubar is attached. Right? Obviously, it's usher for you to cut something from the ground. You're not allowed to pick an apple. You're not allowed to reap wheat. Not allowed to, cut plants on Shabbos, depending on what item it is. It could be different halachas. Kotzer. Either way. You're not allowed to... So obviously cut something that's attached to the ground. So niskaven lagbia as a talush. Let's say you intended to pick up something that was not attached to the ground. Rashi says, kigon. The nafal sakin barugas hayerek. Let's say a knife fell into a vegetable patch. Niskaven lagbio. And what do you want to do? You want to pick up your knife. Totally mutter, totally fine. What happens though on the way up? The chotach es habachubar. Now, when you pick up the knife, all of a sudden you cut a tomato off the tomato stalk. Let's just see. One second. Right, so let's read Rashi, the second Rashi. Dichtiv asher chota bo. V'darshina b'krisus, we learn in the seventh krisus, prat l'misasek. You're not going to be chayiv for misasek. V'davar acher. If you're involved in something else. V'yasa davar zeh. And you ended up doing this. V'shogig, and you did a shogig. Heichidami, what's the case? Kigon sheniskavin l'kach. Aval shogig, meaning the shgaga of intending to do one thing but accidentally doing something else is not considered shogeg. You're not going to be chayev according to that drasha. So, okay? So that's, I mean, if you do something that's totally not what you intended to do, like, again, you wanted to pick up the knife, you ended up cutting off the tomato, so that is potter, you're not chayev echatas. Let's say, however, the misase case is a little bit different. If lachtoch es atalush v'chotach es amachubar, let's say now you intended to cut, but you had some tomatoes that were already detached, and you had some tomatoes that were still attached to the ground. Lachtoch es atalush, you intended to cut the detached tomatoes, v'chotach es amachubar, but you ended up cutting the attached tomatoes, right, which would ordinarily be chayiv, that's a malacha. So Rava amar potter, Abaye amar chayiv. Rava says you're potter for korban chatas, Abaye says you're chayiv. Rava amar potter, the halomin skave in the chaticha di isura. Rava says you're potter because you did not have kavona, you did not have intent to do a chaticha of iser. You did not intend to cut that mechubar tomato. Abaye amar chayiv, Abaye says no, you're chayiv. Why? The hakamechave in the chaticha ba'alma? Because no, your intention was to cut, and therefore that's enough to make you chayev a korban chatas. Amar Rava, Rava says, "Mina aminallah." How do I know that I'm right? Rava says, "Titania, like we learned in a brisa, chomer Shabbos mishar mitzvos, vechomer shar mitzvos mishabbos." The brisa in Sanhedrin compares Shabbos to shar mitzvos. He says, on the one hand, Shabbos is more chomer; on the other hand, other mitzvos are more chomer. What's that? What does that mean? Chomer Shabbos mishar mitzvos. How is Shabbos more chomer? She Shabbos also shtayim behelam echad. Because if you do two malachas in one forgetting on Shabbos, chayev kolachas v'yachas. You're chayev, right? Like we had before, kotzer and tochein. You're chayev for both of those malachas. Mashein ke mishar mitzvos, which is not true by other mitzvos. We're going to see exactly what shar mitzvos we're talking about. V'chomer shar mitzvos mishabbos, and other mitzvos are more machmer than Shabbos. Shabbos mitzvos shagag below miskavein chayev, because by other mitzvos. Right. If you did shgaga, if you did the avera b'shogeg without kavana, right, so you are chayev. And mashenkin, which is not true by Shabbos. Now we have to explain what do you mean shogeg below miskaveg? What do you mean shar mitzvos? What's going on over here? So the Gemara is going to explain. Amar Mar, Mar's explain. Let's analyze this for a second. This is Rava's proof why you're not chayev a korban, even if you intended to cut something that was detached and you cut something that was attached to the ground. So let's see. Amar Mar. Chomer Shabbos Mishar Mitzvos. She Shabbos Asa Shtayim Behelam Echad Chayav Kolachas V'Yachas. Masha Ein Kim Mishar Mitzvos. Right, that's the first case, that Shabbos Chayav, if you do two Malachos but one Helam, you're Chayav for each Malacha, which is not true by other Mitzvos. The Gemara says, Mar says, Echidami. What's the case? Ilei Med Oven Ketziru Utchina. Let's say, like we had before, you did Kotzer and Tochein, reaping and grinding. The kavase gashar gaveshar mitzvos. What's the similar parallel case by other mitzvos? Let's say achal chelev v'dam. You ate chelev, these forbidden fats, and dam and blood, which is also right. Two separate averos. So hachatarti mechayev, hachatarti mechayev. In both cases, you're chayev both. So that can't be the difference between Shabbos and shar mitzvos. Ella, rather, it must be shar mitzvos to lo mechayev alechada. Hechidami. So, but what's the case of shar mitzvos, of other mitzvos, where you only be chayev one? The case where you're only going to be chayev one chatas is if you eat one kezais of chaylev and another kezais of chaylev. The kavasa gavi Shabbos, what's the parallel case by Shabbos? David katsiru katsiru. You did two reapings. So that's also problematic because hachach the chayev, echadid machayev, and hachachadid machayev. In both of those cases, you're only going to be chayev one korban chatas. So what's the case where you're chayev two by Shabbos, by shar mitzvos, you're chayev only one? So olam, really, the Gemara says the other ketzira tochina. The case is where you did ketzira and you did tochin. Umay mashen came by shar mitzvos. What is the shar mitzvos, the other mitzvos, which is not true? Avodah zara. It's talking about avodah zara. Well, we have a special drasha, the kidrami ami, the drama rabbi ami, zivach v'kiter v'nisich. If you did zvicha, you offered a korban, v'kider, you offered ketores, v'nisech, and you imported oil, right, all different types of worships. V'alama achas, in one forgetting, or one misunderstanding, so enu chayev ala achas. You're only going to be chayev one korban chatos. So Gemara says, one second, v'mayo kimto, what did you establish the price about? It's about avodah zarah. Well, ema seifa, well, what about the flip side? The second part of that price said, chomer b'shar mitzos, Shar mitzvos are more machmir than Shabbos. Shem b'shar mitzvos shogag b'lo mischavein chayev, mashenkin b'shabbos. Because if you do other mitzvos, b'shogeg, without kavanah, shlomos kavein, right, without intent, so then you're going to be chayiv, and masha enkei b'shabbos, which is not true by Shabbos, where you're going to be potter, right? That was Rava's whole proof, where he wanted to say that misasik is potter. So the Gemara says, ha'shagag b'lomos kavein da'avodah zarah hechidami. What is the case by avodah zarah where you did it b'shogeg without intent, without kavanah to do avodah zarah? Ilein mekasomer b'ez ha'knesses hu v'yishtachavala. If you think that you it was a shul and you bow down in it, you walk into a church. Yeah, you think it's a shul and you bow down. So Rei Lubu the Shemaim, he's trying to bow to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Right? Rashi says Machiyuv Yishkan. Afu Yadashu Beis Avodah Zarah. Mishtachav Ol the Shemaim Ein Chiyuv Kan. Rashi says it seems to be that there's no chiyuv even if you walk into a shul, a church and bow down to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Right? Might be other problems walking into a church. Mar Sinai, I don't know. But Rashi says there's no iser. If you think you're in a shul and you're bowing down and doing modim, and you think it's to a Kodesh Baruch Hu, so what iser is it? And even if you go to a church, there's no iser to bow down to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Ella, rather, must be dichoy andarta v'sagidla. No, sorry, not dichoy. Dechazi andarta v'sagidla. Maybe it's the case where you saw andarta is a statue of a king. Rashi writes, Tzuras HaMelech, Sh'osim L'chvod HaMelech, the statue of the king. Some people say that, most people agree that that was a Hanani, Mishael, V'Azariah in the time of Nebuchadnezzar, bowing down to a statue of the king. Let's say you bow down to the statue of the king. Rashi says, "V'lo l'shem alohus." It's not made for avodah zarah, right? If you bow down for that, yichidami. Either kabli aleh be'aloha. If you accepted that king as your god, so then mezahu. Then it's mezah. It's not shogeg below this kavein. V'lo d'lo kibla aleh be'aloha. And if you don't accept that king for your god, so lav klumu. It's nothing. You just bow down to the statue to show kavod to the king. So ella, now there must be a case of me'ava u'me'yira. From love and from fear. What is that? Rashi writes, Me'avas Adam, Omeyiras Adam, Yishtachav ala avodah zarah. Because of your love for somebody, or your fear of somebody, not for the avodah zarah, but for the person involved, so then because of that person, you bow down to avodah zarah. Rashi says, Rekarele Shogeg Bo Miskaveh. And that's called Shogeg without intent. Kolom, in other words, Shogeg Behechi Desovur. The shgaga is that he thinks kaven de imus kaven libul alaos motor. He thinks that since he's not thinking about the avodah zarah, the god, with a lowercase g, it is motor. But it's not really true. That's really actually also. So Gemara says one second, ha nicha la abaye, that only works according to the abaye damar chayev. That is actually also that you're chayev. El rava damar potur ma'ikal mimar. But according to Rava, who says that even if you bow down to an avodah zarah because of your love or your fear for some person involved, you're still potter. That is considered potter, not chayev. So what is there a case? What kind of case do you have by shar mitzvos where you're going to be chayev, where by Shabbos you'd be potter? Ela ba'omer motor. Rather, it must be that there's a case of omer motor. Rashi writes, "Kigon gershin is gair ben anachrim, like a tinok shenispa, or gershin is gair ben anachrim, like we had before. Kasavar she'en avodah zarah b'tori. He doesn't think that there's an iser of avodah zarah. That's called shogeg b'lo miskaveh." Which is, you're going to be chayiv for avodah zarah there, but by Shabbos, you're going to be potter legamrei. So Gemara says, al korkach lo ba'inan minei rav el merav nachman. No, right, meaning that's not true. Meaning that doesn't work. Right? Meaning you're not potter by Shabbos in that case. Like we said before, that the tinik shenishma ben anachrim, what's it called? Because I can't low boy with minei rav or merav nachman. Eli yichuvi chad, yichuvi tarte. Right, that whole discussion we had about a tinuk shenishba or a ger shenishkay ben anachim. The whole debate was whether you're chayev one or you're chayev two. Avo miftri the gamri lo, but no one says that person's going to be potter. So that's still not a case where you're going to be chayev by avodah zarah and potter on Shabbos. It's omer motor doesn't work either. So Gemara says el alav reisha ba'akam b'sefer b'shar mitzvos. What? Therefore, the Gemara says, yeah, so it must be that the Reisha is talking about avodah zarah, and the Sefer is not talking about avodah zarah. It's talking about other mitzvos. Right? It's not necessarily avodah zarah, but other mitzvos, which the Gemara is going to explain mitzvah Shem tomorrow, in tomorrow's daf. We're not going to go there to do that now, but mitzvah Shem will go finally get the true understanding of that price soon. Mitzvah Shem tomorrow, you'll have to hold your breath a little bit. But tomorrow we'll do that. Also, we will do the famous Mishnah that lists all the Lamentes Malachos. But until then, Rabosei, have a great day or night, depending on where you are listening to this.